smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Most weeks on the Good Dog Podcast, I tell you to please write to me with questions or comments or suggestions. And sure enough, you do, for which I'm really grateful. Recently, a listener wrote in and said, I need information about running with dogs. So I dutifully did what all good intrepid reporters do. I Googled running with dogs, and I found a great article by Susan Knoll, who's my guest today on the Good Dog Podcast. Welcome. I'm Joanne Green. And we're going to be talking about running today. Susan, this has become somewhat of an area of expertise for you?
Yeah, by default, I guess it has.
Susan has a blog entitled runnersusan.com, which isn't necessarily about dogs per se, right?
Right.
It's about running?
It's about running and dogs and life and pretty much everything.
But you do have three dogs, right?
Yes.
And you run with them?
I run with the oldest. His name is Donkey, which is a story in itself, but he's about a year and a half. He's an Australian Shepherd. Great running partner.
So you did research about running with dogs because he needed to run, plain and simple?
Yes, he was pretty much a psycho puppy. We would let him out of his kennel in the morning, and he would run around the house nonstop for about 30 minutes, and I wanted a running partner, companion. I'm an early morning runner, and I have friends who had running dogs, so I did some research and found out that he would be an awesome companion for me.
Are some breeds better than others when it comes to running? I know that some dogs seem to be born to run.
Yes. Huskies. Huskies make great running dogs, especially if you live where it's cold. Herding dogs tend to do pretty well with running, like my Australian Shepherd. But there are some dogs, like Greyhounds, who are great for short sprint distances, but really don't make endurance dogs. You know, you couldn't take them for a 3 or 5 mile run very well.
They'll poop right out. They'll beat you, though, in that first 50 yards.
Yeah, absolutely. You might be chasing them for a while.
I did a show about retired Greyhounds not too long ago and was very surprised to learn that, for the most part, they're pretty much couch potatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have a small peek-a-poo, as many of you know, Lulu, and she runs really well. Now, I'm not a runner, but every now and then one of my sons will go for a run, and she attempts to keep up the whole way, and she's just a tiny little thing. So,
yeah, I have a Maltese as well, and he's my warm-up partner.
For the really short runs.
Yeah.
Like across the house, right?
Yeah, he goes down to the end of the driveway and back, and he's good. He's an old guy, so, but he tries.
Before one goes on a training program with a dog to run, should you check out their health? Can running be injurious to some dogs?
It can. There are a lot of dogs that are, I don't want to say they're overbred, but they have hip dysplasia or something that will cause them not to be in the perfect health, and you wouldn't know it. So it's always good to take your dog to the vet, have them checked out, make sure their hips are good, lungs are good, heart's good.
How do you know what is too much in terms of running with a dog?
Well, I did a lot of research on that because I live in Texas and I have a dog with fairly long hair. You need to watch them carefully, make sure they're not going to overheat. A lot of people, by mistake, will shave their dogs with long hair, and I think that's probably one of the worst mistakes you can make because that hair actually keeps them cool.
So we think of it, what is that called, anthropomorphizing?
Yeah, something
where
like
we
that.
Think that they're like us and more hair means hotter and that they'll
yeah.
be cooler if they have less hair, but in fact they don't sweat.
Right. And it's actually going to keep the oils in their skin a lot cooler. So, and I see that frequently when I'm out on the trails with Donkey, that a lot of people will do that, and what can you do? it's a tough thing.
You could tell them, but they might not appreciate it.
No, probably not. And I will, especially being in Texas, I run around an area that has a wonderful trail and a lake, and every mile or so I'll stop, and Donkey will just romp in the water and get out, and we'll take off.
Now, will that cool him off?
Yeah, it actually will. It will help.
What about diet? Because when humans run, right, carbo-loading, not a bad idea. It might increase our appetite a little bit. Does that hold true for dogs as well?
Yes, I recently switched Donkey over to a different type of dog food that was human-grade meat, better protein. And anything that's a good protein and a good diet, just as for humans, is going to be good for your dog.
Did you notice an increase in his appetite when he started running on a regular basis?
Yes. Yeah, I feed him three times a day when we're running regularly and when we're not. You know, in the heat of the summer when it's 104 outside, I'm not going to take him running.
I was going to say, why are you taking yourself running when it's 104
degrees? I don't go ready. I'll get on the treadmill when it's...
This is a time to swim.
Yeah, that's so true.
Or sip a mint julep or something.
A margarita by the pool.
Absolutely. A much better idea. So let's talk about training, Susan. How does one get started?
Well, I took Donkey to a class. We did the basic obedience puppy training, and then we started walking. And when he got really good at walking by my side and listening to commands, I would do short jogs. It didn't take long, and he was just a natural. Now, Donkey is a working dog, so he likes to have something to do. So when I run with him in a group, his job is to make sure everybody's in a line. He'll nudge everybody on the knee if you get out of order. You know, it just gives him some type of purpose.
It just cracks me up because it is clearly an inbred skill.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I was really surprised by that. I didn't think it would be, but it is. He loved to nip our calves and stuff when we would walk around the house and everything. And he still he loves order. You know, it's his job.
And you can't really train an Australian Shepherd out of that, can you?
You know, I don't think you can. It's not as bad now that he's older as it, either he's trained himself not to be as much of a herding dog as he would if he were in the natural situation, because like my daughter will have her friends over and he wants to herd them into a corner. He likes to, like if other people bring their dogs over, he wants to herd them into the corner of the fence, and it's just really funny.
It just cracks me up, it does. Now, dogs can run, obviously, on concrete or on trails. Is one better than another, and if so, why?
Yeah, you know, I like the soft surfaces for Donkey. The concrete is great if you're not going very far. You just need to watch the pads of their feet because they're nails, and they'll get blisters if it's hot and if it wears down too much. The trails, the softer area is better. But if you're running on trails, you want to be really careful because there's lots of roots, weeds or something that could tear a nail or get caught on them.
So like anything else, it's important to check, make sure they're okay. It's like I hike on a regular basis with Lulu, and I have to check her for ticks all the time and find them on a regular basis, sometimes five or six, and she's just a little tiny thing. So
yeah, and it's hard on a big dog, too. You know, we do the flea and tick medicine, but there's always something out there, you know. And you got to be careful, too, because not just are there ticks. We run across occasionally snakes or something that's going to trigger the dog to maybe panic that you wouldn't notice right away.
Right. Now, do you run with Donkey on a leash?
Yes. Well, I use a gentle leader, which actually goes around his snout, and you can buy them at any pet store, pretty much. But what it does is it kind of lets the dog know that you're in control. The more they pull, it's going to, close their mouth shut, and that's how dogs breathe. They don't like to have their mouth closed shut all the way. It's fantastic. I couldn't run with Donkey without it because he's way faster than I am.
But there is a range of products out there of what people can use. So what are some of the other options for running with a dog?
You can get a harness that goes around their back. My friend Carrie, she has a lab, and she uses a harness and connects it directly to the back. There's also a product, I think it's called a dog jogger, and it can attach to your waist. So if your dog is really well-behaved and not a speedy dog like mine, you can just attach it to your waist so you're hands-free, which is great if you want to carry a water bottle or a towel with you.
I'm glad you're advocating running with some sort of leash or lead, but fact of the matter is, unless I live in an area that's unusual, the vast majority of people who run with their dogs have their dogs running free beside them. Is this really irresponsible or what?
You know, I read one blog. It's a lady who lives in Minnesota, and she has 10 acres, and she runs out in the middle of nowhere, and her dog isn't on a lead. where I run, there's lots of other people and lots of kids and lots of other dogs. And I know my dog well enough to know that if he sees another dog, he's going to want to play, or he's going to want to run up to a little kid and maybe he would knock them over. So I take responsibility as owner, and I'm a big on-a-leash or in a fence fan. I don't like to let dogs off leashes.
Excellent. Well, I couldn't agree more, and I think it's a real good message out there. But again, if you're in an area where you're not going to run into any other children, people, dogs, whatever, that is kind of a different story. Most importantly, I would think, carry water for your dog, right? This is, of course, true for you as well,
yes.
But hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Yes, absolutely. Always, you know, I always, every mile or so when I take a drink, I always offer Donkey a drink as well. And, you know, sometimes he takes it, sometimes he doesn't, but I always want to make sure it's available to him. And if he doesn't take it, I'll pour it over his head or something.
And then finally, dogs don't often know their limits. It's one of the things I like best about them. I can relate.
Yeah, runners sometimes, too. They don't know their limits. You know, I've been out training for a marathon before, and I notice, you know, I'll come in, and it'll be 103 outside, and I'm like, what was I thinking? That was so stupid. But dogs, they really want to please, and they want to do well, and you got to be careful. And if you notice your dog is doing anything strange, like weaving or falling behind or foaming at the mouth, you really need to stop, cool them down, and if it doesn't stop at all, if you notice your dog starts vomiting or something, you need to get them to the vet as soon as possible.
When you say cool them down, do you actually just pour cold water on them?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay. And panting is the way they cool down. So if they're panting, that's not a sign of any sort of distress?
I would say if they're over panting, that would be. You know, most of my research has been, reading other running blogs with people who run with their dogs. Some dogs are big panters, so know your dog. My dog, he's not that big of a panter, so if he's over panting, then I know he's had enough.
Gotcha. Now, if people want to ask you questions or get in touch with you, should they do that by going to your blog, runnersusan.com?
Yep, and my email contact information is on there. Be happy to answer any questions.
And while we're at it, we might as well plug your business, which is that you're a web designer, right?
I am. My sister and I run a web design business called Sumi Designs. We work via video chat, so if you need a website or a blog, definitely can help you out there.
And it's Sumi Designs, S-U-M-Y, designs.com.
That's it.
Susan Knoll, thank you so much for being on the Good Dog Podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Joanne.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Good Dog Podcast. Be sure to check out the Good Dog blog at gooddogpodcast.com.